A mixed blessing for same-sex couples in New Jersey wanting to marry. The state's highest court ruled yesterday that gay couples have the same rights as heterosexual couples, but the court stopped short of ordering that New Jersey allow gay marriage. And joining us to explain this ruling is Dahlia Lithwick. She's legal analyst for the online magazine Slate and for us here at Day to Day. Hi, Dahlia.
Hey, Madeline.
Well, so the court ruled that gay and straight couples should have the same rights. What does that mean practically?
Well, you need to understand that New Jersey already had a domestic partnership law since 2004. New Jersey's been incredibly protective of gay rights as compared to a lot of states who have become more and more restrictive. New Jersey extended some of the rights and benefits conferred by marriage. So health coverage for partners of state workers had been conferred already. Some inheritance rights had been conferred. But there are other bundles of rights that go along with being married that had not been given to gay couples. Things like adoption, things that implicated taxes, family leave time, hospital privileges. And so what the court essentially said yesterday was like, look, that entire bundle of rights, not part of it, all of it, now needs to be conferred upon gay couples. So as a practical matter, there really are very serious implications. It really means that there will be no more of the need to sort of cross-adopt each other's children or futz with your taxes or deal with not getting family leave time. It's quite consequential in terms of the bundle of rights.
And yet the court did not say exactly how that should be carried out and basically said, okay, state legislature, you figure it out.
Well, what the court said was, we're not going to call this marriage. We're going to give you all the rights that go along with marriage, but we're not, it's not our place as a legislature to say, therefore, we're going to call it marriage and impose that on the legislature. The court said legislature, they use the quote, the great engine for social change that is a democratic process. And they said, you name it what you want. We are just worried about this bundle of rights and that there be equal access, but that if you want to call it marriage, call it marriage. If you want to call it civil unions, call it civil union. So the very, very thorny question of are we going to redefine marriage or not was punted back to the legislature.
And did the court at all address that? Did it all address what marriage means?
Well, what the court said was this is a very fraught issue. The court said this is very complicated. New Jersey is a very tolerant and open state. Certainly New Jersey has, with things like the domestic partnership law, been very inclusive and inclined to say, we shouldn't discriminate against gay partners. But it wouldn't go so far as to say we are going to say that marriage is a fundamental right under the Constitution. They wouldn't do that. And then they basically said, again, you know, we're not going to name this thing that we've created because it's not our place to name this thing. It's the place of the voters to name this thing. So they were quite explicit in saying, you know, this is kind of a minimalist decision. This is not a decision like the Massachusetts decision several years ago where we tell the courts you're going to confer all these benefits and you're going to call it marriage. They said, you guys figure it out and we're going to stay out of it.
So it's more like in Vermont where the state allows civil unions.
Right. I mean, it allows the state to pick the Vermont option. It allows the state to pick the Massachusetts option. It also allows the state to do very little. If the state chooses, if the voters are uncomfortable with all of this, they can simply extend the existing domestic partnership law, the one from 2004, and just say a greater bundle of rights are going to be included in that law. So they don't have to call this marriage. They don't even have to call it civil unions. Like I said, what the court was concerned about, at least four of the seven justices, really were the discrimination that comes with not giving this bundle of rights to gay couples.
So it gave the state 6 months to come up with a solution. Is there a possibility, Dahlia, that whatever the state comes up with will eventually end up before this court again, challenged by someone else?
Madeline, I think there's a good possibility that there's going to be more litigation here. Several things could happen. For one thing, opponents of gay marriage could be galvanized by this ruling to seek to amend the New Jersey Constitution to preclude, you know, not only gay marriage, but civil unions. And that kind of legislation could come before the courts. And if the legislature goes ahead and enacts something that looks like separate but equal, in other words, whether it's civil unions or whether it's simply saying, okay, we're going to give you the rights, but we're not even going to call it civil unions, then certainly I think gay rights proponents will come to court and say, no, this is separate but unequal. We want the whole ball of wax. We want to call it marriage. So I think sort of no matter how you slice and dice this, there's a very good chance we're going to see all this in the courts again.
Dahlia Lithwick is legal analyst for the online magazine Slate and for us here at Day to Day. Always good to speak with you, Dahlia. Thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.